This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to another hour of What's on Your Mind. A lot of breaking news today with the votes coming in the Senate. Speaker Nancy Pelosi is talking to reporters on Capitol Hill right now. The music does not have to go. It can just stay right there. It's perfect. Perfect right there. Love it, Daniel. Leave it right there. Waiting on the world to change. Exactly right. Quick text poll. We earlier took the comments from Fox News Channel of Kevin Cramer in his interview. Now we have all of the news networks and C-SPAN picking up Nancy Pelosi. Do you want to hear from Ms. Pelosi? Should I share what she has to say? Why'd you give that look, Kevin?
I'll pass if I can.
Okay, your vote is no. That look on your face was like you were sucking on a lemon or something, or I didn't get to do.
Well,
an early lunch and a lemon.
She's very stale. She's quite stale.
Oh, come on, just make some popcorn and watch the show.
Give me just a few minutes of this so people can decide easier once they hear her. Here and then be able to evaluate whether you want more of this. Let's listen to this. I don't hear it.
Are you playing it or am I?
That's what she should sound like.
You are. You're on Fox. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah.
Building it. Now at 43%, that support has built from September 2018, as you can see, 4 points. Those who oppose has stayed the same.
Oh, they're talking over her?
Yeah, the needle's moved a little bit.
Okay, never mind. Turn it down. That's odd. Now they're breaking away from another Fox. We could get it. So a quick text poll. Yes, Nancy. No, Nancy. That'll help me a bunch. This hour, Senator John Hoeven, bottom of the hour. Two votes in the Senate today. Basically a Democratic plan and a Republican plan. One plan has a chance of the president actually signing it and getting what all these people, I think, want. Reopen the government and at least the Republicans, some border security. But the other one, you know, who knows, might pass. That is just saying reopen the government in short term. Basically, you'd reopen the government and then you continue to negotiate on the wall. Take away the leverage from Donald Trump is the other one. So we'll see what happens there. Todd, I got a very nice text for us here just a moment ago.
Oh, perfect.
And if I can find it, I'll read it to you.
Okay.
All these texts are coming in on Nancy Pelosi, so I can't get to it here. All of mine are saying, if you put her on, I'll turn you off, basically. All right, so we have...
well, proof not everybody wants to watch the train wreck, I guess.
And, and other people heard enough, they said, so...
We can pretty much imagine what's going to be there anyway, so...
This texter said, not everybody is fake news. I listen to you guys. I'm a fan. So that's very nice of you, first of all.
I got to admit, I got that one part of me that wants to go on Facebook every time somebody says, all of the media, I'm the guy that goes on there and goes, all of the media?
Yeah, exactly. We're more the watchdogs. What we're talking about is, you know, the people that report the news, that claim to be journalists, okay? I don't claim to be a journalist. I give opinions for a living. I do what Bill O'Reilly did for years and, you know, other people like him on you know what Sean Hannity does on TV, on radio. This is Rush Limbaugh is the gold standard in the radio business, right? Of a person that gives their opinions. That's what we do here. We're facilitating a conversation. We're having it, but we're calling out bias. Now we're going to pull out things, but to me, news media is here's the four or five, six things you need to know today, and give you what you need in the way of information, not bias. Jack at Fargo wants to weigh in on the media. Jack, what's on your mind?
Hey, there's some statistics out there that I don't think many people are aware of, but they should be, that most of the major news networks in Hollywood and newspapers in the country are predominantly Jewish-owned and have executives at the top. And if you look, just run through the list, it's Facebook, Warner Brothers, Paramount, all the Hollywood networks, Google, NBC, ABC, CNN, CBS, New York Times, Washington Post, LA Times, Time Magazine, Simon & Schuster, Vox, and Huffington Post have Jewish executives or owners running the company, and it's not anti-Semitic, but it's just factual, and Jews are predominantly notoriously liberal, and I don't think it's
yeah, so I think the better term to say is it's liberal billionaires that control a large share of the quote-unquote news. And, you know,
right.
In the case of Rupert Murdoch, as an example, who owns Fox News Channel, Rupert Murdoch owns that for one reason, to make money. You know, I mean, to return dollars to their shareholders. Yep. You know, that's what they're doing. But that's why I say the way you can affect change is by saying, I'm not listening to that. I'm not consuming that. I'm not buying that paper. And if enough people do it, you make a difference because they're all about their pocketbook. But I don't doubt, you know, they're part of the same swamp. I think that's what you're getting at, isn't it, Jack?
Yeah, it's just, it's something, you know, that people, it's politically incorrect to talk about it, and just the general public isn't very aware, but there is a hierarchy of, you know, Jewish people that really control a lot of the media.
Yeah, and you're only concerned that they're Jewish because of your belief that most of the Jewish New York sort of, power structure is liberal. So you're not taking issue with the fact they're Jewish, I hope. You're taking fact with issue with the fact that leads you to believe that they're more than likely liberal, which I would agree with you. Thanks, Jack. Appreciate the call. I promised to play this interview, and I will, because we did yesterday the interview of Nicholas Sammet. He was the young Covington High School student who was interviewed by NBC's Savannah Guthrie, and she was bragging yesterday, well, we've done these three interviews with Mr. Phillips, so we thought we'd do one with this student and get his perspective. And starts the interview by saying, are you sorry? But guess what? They had to bring Nathan Phillips, the Native American elder, back for a fourth time. 4-1 now. There's your media balance for you. And what's the first question for him, do you suppose? Let me play it for you.
How are you doing and how are you feeling?
How are you doing and how are you feeling? How about the young kid? He had death threats. He's a kid. Maybe start with him. How are you doing? How are you feeling? No, you should apologize. So here we go, Mr. Phillips.
Well, I woke up strong this morning and with a really positive attitude. And I had an opportunity to go and to a traditional prayer ceremony. And that was the other night. And yesterday I woke up with all kinds of good feelings in my heart. And for all those who've been mean to me, I want to forgive them.
I believe you've had a chance to see the interview that the student at the center of this gave. What was your reaction? What did you think of what he had to say about this encounter?
I was upset. I was made to sit down and watch it.
Why?
By who makes you sit down and watch it?
Is that?
I read his statement, and then when I got into the first, somebody tried to show it to me before I went to my prayer ceremony, and I got into about the first 30 seconds, 40 seconds of it, and I said, well, that's all I needed to hear.
And what was your reaction to it? How did it make you feel? What did you think about his words and his explanation and his version of this encounter?
His version of the encounter. Do we need anybody's version of the encounter, or do we watch video and see what actually happened? I don't need anybody to tell me their version of what happened.
Or go with B. Yeah.
It's right there in black and white to see. What did you think of his version of the events? Okay, Savannah, here we go.
Coached and written up for him, insincerity, lack of responsibility, you know, those are the words I came up with, but then I went to go pray about it, and then I woke up with this forgiving heart, and so I forgive him.
Forgive him for what?
Do you notice how he's constantly looking for something to say? He's trying to come up with what
And Sandman, that kid, he crushed it. He said what he felt was truth.
Like you're going to program some kid to go on a 10-minute interview and say, he doesn't know what's going to be asked.
This is the guy that's programmed and scripted.
Exactly. Professional protester, for crying out loud. Here's more.
He said when I asked directly that he didn't think he owed an apology, but he does wish that he had walked away. Was that enough for you, or do you think he should have apologized?
I can't even, I honestly can't even take this.
Well, if there's an apology, there'd be an apology for his own behavior to a lot of other people beside me. I'd be, like, way down on the list of his people he needs to apologize to.
What does that mean?
Oh,
but because of the tomahawk chop and the mocking and the, those things. And in one of his statements, he did say that he was the leader of that. He got permission from his school teacher. So
yeah, school teacher to lead the chant of the school songs that he then started beating a drum towards after walking towards them. I'm
Heaven
done
forbid
playing.
We sing our school song, huh?
That was 2 minutes of an 8-minute interview, and I'm physically ill. So
you're
I'm
never going to get it back.
I'm not playing it anymore.
How do I unhear that?
More after this.
If your business is thinking about a new location or looking to upgrade your office furniture and design layout, there's one place you should talk to for sure. InterOffice Workspace Furniture. They have knowledgeable experts trained in the fields of workspace design for healthcare, higher ed, government settings, and they can do ergonomic assessments of your current workspace or plan space. Not only that, the team of designers at InterOffice have interior design degrees, which helps them know the health and safety challenges of the building you are in or moving into, so they can help design your space to be efficient, collaborative, functional, and safe. Being the exclusive Herman Miller dealer for the state of North Dakota gives them access to research about workspace settings and what works well for your type of industry or business. The team at InterOffice works closely with you on the project from beginning to end. So if you are thinking about moving or upgrading your workspace, talk to InterOffice Workspace in Fargo and Bismarck, or go online to InterOfficeND.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions include excellent cropland in Clay and Yellow Medicine counties in Minnesota, and excellent crop and pasture land auctions in McLean and Walsh counties in North Dakota, and excellent farm and construction equipment retirement auctions in Hazleton, Steele, and Bowman, North Dakota. For more information, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions and many more at Piper's.com.
Matt, the pizza guy here for Pizza Corner Pizza. We've tag-teamed with Outdoor Bound TV host Kurt Walbeck to give away an unforgettable trip for two with you. Right, Kurt?
That's right, Matt. One lucky winner will get the opportunity to fish with the Outdoor Bound TV crew on famous Devil's Lake next winter. All the fishing equipment and accommodations are provided. You just show up ready to fish. But there's only one way that you can win.
And that's by visiting PizzaCornerPizza.com. Must be age 18 to register.
Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner Pizza.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part today by H.A. Thompson and Sons. H.A. Thompson & Sons has been providing high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contractor services not only in Bismarck, but across the region, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, since 1908. And on the residential side, furnace and air conditioner replacements, water heater replacements, garage heaters, bathroom remodels, garbage disposal replacement, humidifier installation. Boy, you need that in a North Dakota winter, don't you? A little moisture. Natural gas grill piping. That's a nice thing come this spring. Have them, you know, pipe that right to the grill. Or, you know, new construction. They'll do it. Design, build on the commercial side. They do new construction. They do prefab. They do repair and remodel. I talk a lot about their Link service, which is a great way to save money on the bottom line. They manage the and maintain the mechanical heating and cooling systems of more than 600 buildings now. They have, they're in Gwinner, they're in Fargo, they're in Grand Forks, they're in Newtown, they're Minot, Bismarck. So they are, you know, able to serve the whole region. HATandSons.com, HATandSons.com. Okay, I apologize. I promised I was going to play the interview. I can't anymore. I will have it up on the Facebook page, and then you can critique it there. I can't. It's just so ridiculous. You know, it really is. Henry in Fargo, go ahead.
Hey, Scott, I'm just a little curious. It's a pro-life march or rally. You have a high school from a Catholic organization there. Who's out of place? An Indian activist that they label a tribal elder, or a young man participating in the American way? It's the way the whole news fake media portrays this whole thing is just beyond me.
Well, they hate the March for Life. They think it's you know, stupid and ridiculous and everything else, and I give it very little coverage. But I take your point. I mean, you know, he's there because he's there for the March for Life. There was so the next day, there was the Women's March, obviously, and the I think they called it the Indigenous People March or some sort of event. So I think the other groups were there. You know, I mean, look, when you're a publicity hound, when you're a professional protester, you're going to go where cameras are. So that's, you know, made for TV stuff. That's what they were doing. But I think he may have been there for the Indigenous People event. But go to your event. Don't accost students from a high school there for a March for Life. I mean, that's your point. It's a good one.
Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. Henry in Fargo. An off-air call during the break, too. You can go ahead and roll that, Todd.
Sorry, I was calling about my wife had heard on the Fox News this morning a Republican congressman stating that the Republicans in the House have put forth two bills to pay these federal workers during the shutdown, and the Democrats have voted no on it. I think that's worth talking about and investigating. So just there. Thank you.
Your wife is exactly right. There was a Republican bill. And what it would do is fund the entire government. Republicans made a motion to erase. Okay, let me just see if I could find this here. Here's the story. 10 House Democrats voted with Republicans in favor of a motion to scrap a Democratic bill to fully fund the government and instead make sure federal workers are paid as the shutdown continues. Which, in other words, forget the tit-tat that we're going through here. Let's just fund the payroll of the workers. Make sure they're getting paid. Brilliant idea, because it takes away the Democratic pain point of isn't this horrible, isn't this awful, which it is, but it's, of course, their fault for not agreeing to things they'd agreed to previously with Donald Trump. And the wall. They don't want it before any border security, because even though they were before, they can now because it's Trump. That's what it is. Anyway, it failed 200 to 215. So, you're right. Your wife is right. That happened. It did indeed. Couple other texts here, and then I'm going to tell you about a friend of mine. Lost to cancer. Here's the text. Nathan is a liar, and the media will stand by him. Talking about Phillips, the elder. And the media will stand by him. Remember, hands up, don't shoot. Another lie. My question is, who was the adult in this situation? No kidding. The student who can't even get the respect of NBC News. Morning, Scott, says another. I swear, I thought there was a law out there. One of them stating that you could either be arrested for or inciting a riot. Why isn't anything being done? Why no pushback against the Native Americans? Against those kids.
I just saw a meme. Showed David Haug, and it showed Nathan the Sandman. And it says, leave him alone. He's just a kid over David Haug. And over Sandman, it says, you know, Hitler Youth, ruin him. You know, the hypocrisy is just unbelievable.
You're obviously looking at my Facebook page. That's been up since last night. And
did you add that up, too?
I did.
It's not on yours, but I it's so true.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. Okay, let's see what else we have here. I think Pelosi would be like Lucy pulling the ball away from Charlie Brown if President Trump allows government to open without funding for the wall. Totally
true.
Agree. Totally, 100% agree. Absolutely. All right, I want to tell you about a friend of mine here. And the reason I do is, you know, we all know people that have died from cancer. And it's a good reason to keep this in mind. And, I often talk about, you know, this March for Life and this whole thing we've talked about. Imagine, Todd, if a child, say, that would have been born in 1974, a year after Roe versus Wade, but was legally aborted, and that child was going to be the genius that cured cancer. Because that child would be 44 right now. Child come out of school, you know, I mean, you know, go on to research, everything else. Think about that a little bit. That's why I tie these two things together, because I hate cancer. I absolutely hate it. It's the worst thing ever. I want them to cure this. Where is the cure? Does it connect to that issue? I don't know. But the reason I'm irritated is because I saw a friend of mine suffer for 6.5 years. 6.5 years. And the first time I walked into his hospital room, after he had been, they found cancer in his colon, he said, gave me a thumbs up and said, "Thy will be done." He totally just trusted that this would happen as it was supposed to happen. 6.5 years, those of us who love him, certainly his family and his friends and co-workers and everything else, works at Choice Financial, saw somebody fight valiantly through a very difficult situation. So those 6.5 years were an unbelievable lesson to all of us that no matter what you face, to have faith that you're going to be okay. In 6.5 years, everybody that was around him, seeing him fight like that, is stronger for it. But it doesn't make it easier to say goodbye to him. Died yesterday, 56 years old. 56 years old. And service for him Sunday and Monday in Grand Forks. His name is Paul Nistler. He's from Galva, North Dakota. There's Nistlers out there in Galva. But lived in Grand Forks for a lot of years. Worked at Alaris Bank there and later Choice Financial. And all the folks at Choice I know are mourning today, too, and thank the world of them. So rest in peace, my friend Paul Nistler. Thanks for the great lessons. And please somebody, find a cure for this awful cancer. Will you please? Take a break. Come back with more. Senator John Hovind. Update on what's going on in Congress after this. Don't go away.
Hey, Scott. There are over 100 fjords in your future.
Thanks to you, our good guide, Carol Juven, who's been to Norway how many times?
174 times.
And this tour is filling up, isn't it?
This tour is nearly full.
So we need you to call Carol right now and reserve your spot. My wife Maria and I and our family are headed to beautiful Norway, a celebration of our heritage and the witness of the midnight sun. What is the midnight sun, Carol?
24 hours of daylight, and the Norwegians love it.
See the fjords, hundreds of waterfalls, the majestic mountains, June 15th through June 30th. This will be a 7-day land tour visiting Stavanger, Bergen, Oslo, and Trondheim, and travel 7 days on the west coast to the land of the midnight sun. Call now. A complete packet of information will be sent to you, 800-343-0093. Call Carol and the team right now, 800-343-0093 at Juven Tours and Travel.
Welcome along.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
5 people shot and killed in a Sebring, Florida bank yesterday, and the suspected gunman, 21-year-old Zevon Zaver, just made his first court appearance.
Mr. Zaver, as I stated, you have 5 counts of felony capital murder. Based on it being a capital offense, the court is going to hold you without bond.
That's the judge there ordering Zaver, a former correctional officer trainee, held on no bond. There's no word on what the motive was for the shootings. After earlier saying he wouldn't, President Trump says he will delay his State of the Union address until after the government shutdown is over. After House Speaker Nancy Pelosi canceled next week's scheduled address in the House chamber, saying it shouldn't happen until the government's fully funded again. The Senate's to vote on two bills today that could end the shutdown, but they're both expected to die in the House. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Schweitzer's Gourmet Meats. And have your mouth watering just saying that. You think about the summer sausage. It's homemade. The homemade country-style sausages. A variety of options. Original garlic, cheddar sausages. All of which, when you say, hey, Scott told me to come on in here. I heard about it on What's on Your Mind. If you do that, you get a discount. 625 South Washington Street. They're right across... right next to, I guess, Brunnings and Dan's Supermarket there on South Washington, 625 South Washington, open till 6 tonight. Come on in and check out that corn-fed, grass-fed, all-natural raised beef as well. Prior to the break, I was talking about my friend Paul Nistler, who passed away yesterday from cancer after 6.5 years of a battle. I wanted to ask for your prayers for the family as well. Barb Nistler, Paul's wife, and their kids are they're good family friends, have been for a long time. In fact, our son Alex really grew up with Tom Nistler, and there's Maggie, and there's Annie, and there's Carrie, and the baby Carrie is actually she was sixth grade when her dad got cancer. She's a senior in high school now, and without a dad, so tough deal for all of them. The family, please keep them in your prayers if you would, and remember that. I appreciate that very much.
Done.
Just continue to think that somewhere, somehow, we've got to find a way. So many people lost to this awful disease, that's for sure. All right, 27 before the hour, Senator John Hoeven joins us on the Newsmaker line to give us a little bit of hope that this insanity that is gripping Washington, D.C. and preventing Donald Trump from implementing any border security and keeping the government closed will end soon. Senator, thanks for the time. How are you?
Good, Scott. Good to be with you.
Appreciate you joining us today. So what time are you guys voting today?
About 2:30 Eastern, 1:30 your time.
And there's two votes, right? One essentially that is the Democratic plan and one that's the Republican plan?
Yeah, that's exactly it. I mean, you know, the president's laid out a plan. We worked to put it together. It not only funds the remaining 25% of government, it also funds border security. And that's the one that's got a chance to make it, because you got to have something that the president agrees to, the Senate agrees to, and the House agrees to. And the other is just kind of a revote on one that's already been voted on, and the Democrats are putting that forward.
Do you sense any anxiety on the part of your colleagues on either side of the aisle about ending this? I mean, in other words, are the Democrats trying to think, hey, we're not winning this? Are they? Seem to be compromising more? I mean, what are people saying?
Well, I sure hope so. In other words, you know, I think for the Speaker of the House to disinvite the President for the State of the Union, I think that was not a good move. I think that put some pressure on him. But, you know, really, you know, let's cut through to the issues, right, Scott? This is about national security. This is about securing our border. Look what's going on. reports now that Mexico is letting even more people come through. So the whole point is, you know, let's do what we need to do, which is, of course, fund the government. That's what we're trying to do. But at the same time, securing our border, making sure that we have good national security. In other words, I always go back to, you know, what's the fundamental issue here and what should be done? And clearly we need to do both.
The other proposal, the Democratic proposal, as you say, would never get the president's signature. So it's sort of just a, you know, a formality to have that vote and see what it gets for votes. But as I understand it, it would reopen the government and just for a short time, right? So the idea of reopen the government and then have some more time to negotiate. Do you think there's any merit in that at all? Would that improve things at all to open the government and then negotiate over the border security?
Well, again, we've got to get something that can pass. The president's already made it very clear that border security funding has to be part of the package. So it's about, you know, if you want to get government back open for federal workers, then we need to have some border security funding in there. That's clear. And so, again, the Democrats are putting the president in a position where they're saying, well, yeah, you know what, we'll fund the government, but we won't even give you a dollar for border security. And, oh, maybe, you know, if you open it back up, then maybe down the line we will. But Speaker Pelosi has already said no funding. So, they, you know, again, they're putting him in a situation where they're kind of saying all or nothing. You know, we won't give you anything in order to open up the government. And he's saying, hey, let's do both. And he's offered compromise. Where are they offering some compromise?
So, I mean, if you're sitting down with Dick Durbin in the, you know, the Senate dining room or something, or you know, one of the others, not Schumer, but, you know, some of the folks underneath, I mean, what are they thinking? What are they saying? What are they, I mean, is this just, you know, here we go? I mean, they think this is, they think they're winning this. They think this is a good thing. What do they say to you?
Well, you know, that's exactly it. They keep saying, oh yeah, they're for border security. And then we say, fine, part of that, that means people, technology, and a barrier, wall, fence, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, we're for border security. Then we say, okay, fine, then how much are you willing to agree to for the wall so we can get this done? And you can never get an answer out of them. It's just, well, no, we're not going to do that, just open up the government. And so that's the difficult part, and that's what we're trying to do, is force that negotiation and get it done. And I hope this vote today helps us in that respect, to force them to come to the table, work out a compromise, and get this done.
You know, the fact that there are people not getting their paychecks is, you know, uncomfortable, difficult, painful, I'm sure, for these families, all of that, and for everybody to know that that's going on in the middle of this. Obviously, they're going to be paid, but they just get paid late, basically. And so that's a disruption. Do you sense the, you know, outrage from that, if that's the correct word, or the concern about that is getting more or less? I almost get the sense that people just want this figured out once and for all, and they understand however long it takes is however long it takes, and that, that we're moving more towards that rather than pressure to say this has gone on too long, there's another paycheck they don't get, open it up. What is your sense of, you know, what people, whether it be North Dakotans or whether it be the country, just sort of the message that you're getting as this thing continues to play out?
Well, we've already passed a bill so that they will get paid. So there's no question about them getting their back pay. But the issue is that it's a problem for them when they're not getting that paycheck because they've got bills to pay. We get that. But the measures that are being put on the floor, that we're putting on the floor for Democrats, these are things they voted for before. They voted for this border wall funding before, and we're providing things in the bill that they want. That's what compromise is all about. So if they really want to, if they're concerned about getting the paychecks out to these federal workers, they need to join with us on one of these compromise measures and get it done.
Is anything else going on? I mean, is this consuming all the oxygen of the Senate?
Well, this really consumes, you know, this is pretty much it, because we've got to get this done. But at the same time, we're working on other things. I think you saw I was able to work with Ag Secretary Perdue, and we got the FSA offices opened back up as chair of Ag Appropriate, so I work with that funding. And we've figured out how to, you know, get the funding, move funding to get those offices back open, get the FSA people in those offices so our farmers can get the help they need this time of year to pay off their bank lines from last year and get set up for next year. So, you know, it's not just the votes and getting it done, trying to get negotiate a compromise. It's trying to find other ways, you know, to cover things during this shutdown time. It's, you know, we're working on that as well.
And, of course, you know, you announced recently that the FSA offices have, you know, there's workarounds, right? I mean, that would be a prime
that's
example.
We did. That, yeah. That's a good example. You know, we've covered food stamps now for January and February. Obviously, that's important, school lunch, all that kind of stuff. We've covered now got the FSA offices back open for our farmers and ranchers. That's really important. So, you know, those are my areas that I work on to try to do everything I can to mitigate the impacts of the shutdown.
Senator John Hoven with us today on What's on Your Mind. Latest out of Washington, where today there will be a showdown on the government shutdown and a vote. Partial government shutdown, obviously, but it is a shutdown. If you have a question or comment, always welcome those. 701-258-0550. Also, text Todd or me. I'm at 367-2054. He's at 226-8503. The other thing I want to ask you a little bit about is beyond the shutdown, once you get this done, obviously, hopefully, what is, you mentioned we're not doing much else. It's consuming all the oxygen. So what will be out of the chute, the thing you think with a Democratic Senate, I'm sorry, a Democratic House and a Republican Senate and the president that you can focus on that actually has a shot of being some change? Any priorities you're looking forward to getting to?
Well, you know, obviously for me and for North Dakota, we're implementing the new farm bill now. That's huge because ag, you know, number one in our state. And I'll, as a member of the Energy Committee, continue to try to do things that reduce the regulatory burden and help our energy industry as well. So ag and energy are major industries. That work continues and will continue right away, and it will always be a priority. Challenge is going to be getting the House to work with us. One of the things they've said they'd work with us on is on transportation. And so we'll see if we actually could get something done on transportation. That'll be one that I think, you know, could be really good if we can get them to work with us and to compromise. So we'll certainly work on that. Also, another area is trying to address health care. That's going to be a challenge because they want to, you know, they want single payer. But if we could find ways to help reduce cost of prescription drugs and some of those kind of things, you've heard the president talk about that. Obviously, that's important to people and would be helpful to them. And then, of course, we'll work to try to find savings and so forth. And if we can keep this economy growing and find some savings, you know, that's how we help reduce the debt and deficit. So those are some of the things that we need to get to.
I saw a economist, I forget who it was, say that the shutdown will pretty much ensure that the GDP slows significantly. Why? Why is that? Why is, you know, one third of the government and non-essential employees, you know, not getting, why would that make that big a difference?
It will have some impact, but I think that will be largely offset. One, if we can get this done sooner versus later. And the other thing is I still think ultimately our economic growth is driven by the fundamentals. So when we cut taxes, when we reduce the regulatory burden, when we create that good economic environment like we've done in North Dakota, then we get more growth. That is exactly why you saw GDP growth come in at more than 3% last year, well above what was estimated. And I think we'll continue to be strong as long as we pursue those types of policies. And remember, that means more jobs. More jobs means competition for labor, which pushes up wages so people, you know, get a bigger paycheck and more money in their pocket. And you know, that's where the rubber really hits the road.
16 minutes before the top of the hour, we're going to take a break here. Jim in Fargo has a question coming up here in just a moment, so stay tuned for that. And also a few texts. We've got a lot of questions, and I'll just give you the question before the break, and you can share your answer when you come back. A lot of people saying, is there another way? And I know we talked about that one time when you were on with these funds that would be confiscated from drug lords, for instance, Ted Cruz's bill on the Chapo angle. But are there others? You know, could there be GoFundMe accounts or other ways to do this just to get beyond this and show the support that the American people have for it? So we'll give you a chance to answer that, too, when we come back. Senator John Hoven, our guest on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
We're all about keeping you healthy at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. All kinds of wellness products. Vince Webker is here to talk about the saunas.
Because of it releasing your body's natural endorphins like a runner's high, it boosts your immune system, which is better than a flu shot. You sweat out all the bad, all the toxins, all the metals. That's happening. It's reducing your stress, your true autonomic nervous system.
Infrared or traditional, what's better?
We like to say traditional, but you know, for some people, an infrared sauna is better. They both do about the same thing, and they both make you better physically, mentally, relationally. You are better when you sit in a sauna.
All options, sizes, you got it all.
One of our best, most popular ones is one you could come in the store today. We can throw it in the back of your pickup. You're getting better wellness-wise tonight just by putting it together, plugging it in for way less than a cup of coffee a day, and say no to that.
See them in Fargo, in Bismarck, in Minot, in Grand Forks, or in Devil's Lake, or online at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's the bestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click the bestedpill.com. That's T-H-E bestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
What's on your mind is powered by Schwann. BuickGMC.com. Your warranty is for a lifetime. $10,000 off MSRP and a 1500 crew cab short box 4x4. By the way, I own one of those. It rocks. Schwann, BuickGMC.com.
Back on What's on Your Mind, Senator John Hoeven with us today on a busy day in the Senate related to the ongoing negotiations and stalemate on opening the wall. Here's a comment from a texter. Says, why not? And I lost it, as you can tell.
Why not?
Yeah,
Senator, why not?
Why doesn't the president declare an emergency, build the wall with those funds, and then open the government with no amnesty?
Well, obviously, it'd be better. I mean, it. Again, I think it's just common sense we get this through Congress and get that border security funded. But, yeah, you know, that's another option. The challenge with it is that he would get challenged right away in the courts, and they'd probably go to the Ninth Circuit and get an injunction and stop it. Now, that's why I've been working with others on this idea, if we could use some of the asset forfeiture monies that Treasury and Department of Justice have, which is actually money that is forfeited or that we confiscate when we capture drug smugglers and that kind of thing. So to me, that would be a shot, and I've been working it and talking to people, and maybe that's something we could do, because there's a case where it's non-appropriated money. It's money that relates to the border, and it's money that we get from Mexicans in Mexico. So I think it's a fit. Now, whether that would withstand a court challenge, I don't know. But to me, that's something I've been working on to try to do just what your caller is getting at. The other thing is, I'm a co-sponsor on a bill with Ron Johnson and a number of others, wherein we would provide paychecks to anyone that's out there working and that is, you know, protecting life and property. For example, TSA, our Border Patrol agents, you know, they would be getting their paychecks. So that's another thing to try to offset or mitigate the impact. So I agree. We need to try to, you know, any creative idea or anything we could do to break this loose, we need to try and do.
Let's see. There's others here as well. I lost Jim now. I punched it up and then it went away. So I don't know if we got a bad connection there. But Jim, you can call back if you have that question for Senator Hovind. Yeah. So the other one was, private dollars. You're talking about, look, okay, that's a fund confiscated from a drug dealer. It would be a border security issue, so it would fit. How about, just private efforts to ask the American people to fund it? Is a lot of people ask us about that and want to know if something can be done in Congress to get something like that started. Does that make any sense?
Well, I think there is a GoFundMe account that had been set up. I think it was already taking in money, and I appreciate and admire and respect anyone that wants to pitch in and help like that, because, again, it goes back to a fundamental national security issue, which, of course, is border security. So, I anything that people want to do in that regard, I certainly respect and admire them for it. But this is an obligation of the federal government. Matter of fact, it's absolutely one of its first priorities and obligations is to protect our people. And that's why I put this in the context that border security, some kind of barrier, people and technology is fundamental to our national security and needs to be funded by our government.
John in Fargo for Senator Hovind. Go ahead, John.
I got a question. How about some leadership? Why doesn't the president open the government and then state that we're going to negotiate the wall or lack of wall or security, and we're going to do it in 30 days? And you come prepared to explain what wall, and we're coming to, or the Democrats can come and explain why they want to spend the money they want to. Why not some leadership? Why is this all about building his wall?
Well, I think because the president has offered to do that before, and the response has gotten
What I'm saying, Senator, respectfully, why doesn't he can come out and state that we're going to open the government and I'm taking the lead. I'm the winner. I'm awesome. And I'm going to give those people and my people 30 days to design what they want to do on border security. And then if they don't show up, there'll be no argument. His leadership, his awesomeness.
I don't know, though. How is that different than what we've been doing since 86 in arguing over the wall and the border security, Senator?
Yeah, that's it. Number one, he's continually been in this situation where, he's saying, okay, and he's, the government's been open, and he hasn't gotten the funding for the border wall, number one. Number two, when he offered, what I was going to say earlier is, he had Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi up to the White House. He said, okay, Speaker Pelosi, if I open up the government for 30 days, as our caller just said, if I open it up for 30 days, how much money would you agree to for a border wall, barrier, fence, whatever you want to call it? And she said nothing, not $1. So he actually has tried that.
Yeah, I totally agree. Boy, it's going to be interesting this afternoon to see if that pain threshold politically is there yet. I hope it is. I hope you're able to convince some Democrats that following their leaders off the cliff here on border security makes zero sense and how this is demagogue. But I know it's no easy feat at all. Senator, thanks for the time. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks, Scott. Good to be with you.
Brought to you today in part by our friends at MyPillow. That wonderful MyPillow mattress topper is yours for 30% off. Plus, they throw in two free pillows if you go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott today, or call 800-506-9028. I'd do it today. God bless you, folks. Thanks for listening to What's On Your Mind. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hi, it's Scott Hill. Let me tell you about my friend Jeff Comer from MineralTracker.com. Jeff's a petroleum engineer and a veteran of the industry. His family turned to him for insurance they were getting paid correctly on their minerals and to help them understand their future income possibilities. So Jeff and a team built Mineral Tracker to give mineral and working interest owners a professional tool at an affordable price.
How does he get out of that?
So they
my
can
goodness.
Really start managing their mineral like a business. Sign up for your free trial now at MineralTracker.com. Call 833-842-2924 or email info at MineralTracker.com.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.